What's going on, you guys? Welcome to the Chris Cortez Show. Today's podcast is going to be kind of an audio log on like what I'm doing with the Flip Life and the progress and how many things I got on there. Have I been selling stuff? Have I not been selling stuff? Is stuff being watched? Is stuff being bidded on? Yes, it is. Stuff is being watched. People are just sitting there, and I think they are either, I'm just kind of guessing, and this is just my guess because I don't know everything. However, I do know of people getting paid every 2 weeks, and if they do want my stuff and they want to see if it goes down, a lot of the stuff that I do sell on there, I kind of toy with it and tweak it, take it down a dollar, maybe even, you know, take the free shipping to a whole new level on just doing a dollar and making the price that is reasonable for them so that they kind of see, like, over here you can get a cool deal, a dollar shipping is almost as close to free shipping. Like, just whatever it is for somebody to buy the stuff, because all that matters to me, yes, I want to make money. Yes, I want this to be something that is a hobby that makes me 40K one day within the next 2 to 3 years. That's what I'm willing to do, and being patient is to figure out what works best for me. Like, what do I like for my eBay account to make me money 3 years down the road? Right now, I just want to give quality shirts. I want to give quality hats. Like, a lot of the stuff that I'm selling on there is my stuff. Like, I had a whole closet full of things. It wasn't a lot. Like, I got like maybe a jacket left, maybe a t-shirt that I want to put on there. Some of them I do have to wash because I'm not going to send somebody something that's like, when it says pre-owned, I'm not going to send it to them like it's actually pre-owned and it was pre-worn before you actually got to put it on. Like, I wash the stuff, I iron it, I make sure it got a little Febreze on there before it goes into the poly bag and before I put the label on there. So I'm doing everything to give somebody quality because I care more about the feedback in my quality eBay account, or my eBay account being quality is what I was trying to say. That's what I'm working towards, because 3 years from now, when I'm able to sell something like $18 to $20 and, you know, I bought it for $3 or $4 or I bought it for $8 and I want to sell it for $19 with like $350 shipping. Like, that stuff matters to me right now. It's like, what are you willing to do in the first quarter? Okay, in the first quarter when I was 20, and this is how I look at it, and this is just for me. When I was 20 years old, I did nothing to set myself up in my 30s as to why my grind is just starting. Like, I worked for a place for like 6 years and all I did was spend money. If I took like $300 and I did the Flip Life then, I probably would have been cool now, probably would have had the 3-4 years out the way. However, it doesn't work that way. Coulda, woulda, shoulda, that stuff is out the window. Like, when I was doing all that, spending all that money, like, I had to learn the hard way. Now I'm learning the hard way, which is going to benefit me, like, in the long run, selling a hat that is maybe $35 in a Lids, or if you guys have a Lids or whatever your sports store is that sells hats. I'm able to sell my hats because they're brand new, because I rarely wear them, if not at all. They can be sold for like $27 because they're legit hats that are like on field or alternate hat for home and stuff like that. That's what I'm willing to do. Like, I'm telling you guys so that you guys can kind of get the gist. Like, you can see on the vlogs, eventually, once I start going to estate sales, once I start doing the hobby box unboxing type of videos, those are all going to be vlogs. Like, I understand that I want to do this stuff, but I want to do it in my own type of flavor. Like, I want to give you guys something that you guys can see only on my page. That is progression. Not entertainment. Like, I don't want to entertain you. I legit used to want to be an entertainer, but now I'm like, maybe I can entertain in a different way by doing this eBay stuff, eBay flipping, maybe even going to buy some cards, maybe even getting into coin collecting. Like, who knows? I want you guys to be a part of the progress and the process as much as I want you guys listening to the podcast. Like, I want you to follow my YouTube grind. I want you to listen to this. I want you to go to my Instagram, because everything is not the same, but it's all cohesive. Like, it all works together. Not what you hear on here might not be the same on my Instagram story, might not be the same on my Twitter. I'm going to give you guys stuff that's only beneficial for like Twitter and what I'm feeling and what I'm thinking. And like if I kind of opened up, like I opened up on Instagram and kind of told, I guess, the world, because somebody, everybody's going to see it. Like, what am I willing to give up to get to the 1%? Like right now, I'm willing to give up, you know, whether losing $2 or $3 on the eBay grind, on the Flip Life, to get somebody to say, shipped immediately. This person is super dope when it comes to giving out clothes, and not giving out, but, you know, giving us clothes that we're paying for. It smells good when I open it. The package is not messed up. The shipping label is in the little pouch and it's not, you know, taped on there really crazy and a whole bunch of tape, blah, 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 just so that it could be smaller dimensions. Like, I'm not doing that. I'm giving people quality. What am I willing to give up on the other side? Like, I cut my hair. I legit cut my hair with some Walmart clippers, do like a 3 on the side, maybe 4 on the side, 3, they cut it down to a 3, start blending it in with maybe like, was it 3 and then a 5, and I think you blend with a 4, so that's how you do that stuff. So I know a little bit, but I don't know a lot. I just know enough to give myself a haircut so that I can save $20 to $40, so that eventually that $20 to $40 could probably be $240, and I could buy 2 hobby boxes, or I could take $240, or just $200 period, and then I could go to like maybe Marshall's, or I can go to JCPenney's. And I want to tell you guys a little quick story. One time I went to JCPenney's and I found stuff for like 75% off, and I legit literally paid $3 for this stuff. And I'm like, you know, those are kind of hidden gems, stuff that I already know about. And I was kind of in the game where I was like willing to save, and I was willing to do everything to wear something that was legit $3. But on the tag, it said 75. It was like 75 to 85% off on that rack. It was in the middle. People were walking by it. Stuff like that, I already know. So that's why I'm willing to sell clothes right now, or that's why I'm only selling clothes right now, until I kind of learn a little bit about some other stuff. Because super excited, super stoked. I got an email like 4 days ago. I had just woke up, and the night before, and it's crazy how you think of stuff. And this is the way I think. It's crazy how you think of stuff and something happens. Not drastic, not something extremely crazy out this world that's like, oh my gosh. But I was literally like, oh my gosh, like I won the lotto. I got the email saying that I could sell more items, which is 40 now, up to like $4,000. And I'm like, that's crazy cool. So what I did was, like I said, I took all the stuff that I had in my closet and I put it up. Because I like wearing nice stuff, but however, I do like saving. So when I do buy something and it's originally like $10, I'll get it for like $6. So if I do sell it for $10, you know what I mean? If I sell it for $10, if I bought it for $10, sell it for $6, right? That's not making money at all. So I want to be able to buy something that's $6, sell it for $10, profit $4, or maybe $3 something after all the fees, and then, you know, maybe even charge them for shipping. Like, stuff like that is what I'm learning. Like, what can I do to kind of make it work so that I'm getting kind of a plus from cutting my hair? Because if I'm just cutting my hair and I'm messing it up and I'm saving $40 and I'm not benefiting from it at all, it's not at all going to be worth it. Yes, I'm saving $40, but if I'm not thinking straight and buying a shirt for $10, selling it for $6, and then trying to make it up on the back end from another item, that's just not going to work for me. And that's just what I'm learning. Like, I don't know everything, but I do want to give somebody that's like, yo, this person's in my same spot. Like, if somebody was aligned with me and they're like in the same spot and like they could barely afford a $1.98 monster, like that's where I'm at right now. I'm at that. Like, you guys are at the beginning stage. And I want you guys to ask yourself this, because I always did it. Who would you be willing to like go back and watch, like binge watch, and be like, dang, that's crazy. That's legit where they were at. Like, I legit wish like Gary Vee had like vlogs from when he was doing Wine Library Store for his dad. Or I wish, like, I just started following, I think, John Herringer. I think we're catching him in his early stage, which is kind of dope. But it's like, imagine if you can go 2 or 3 years back before, or maybe 4 years back when he was starting to get in this stuff. And stuff like that, to where you guys get to see this. Whether it's 10,000 people that watch me eventually, I'm cool with that. I don't need more than 2-3 million people watching me right now because I don't know everything and I can't help everybody. But like I said, if somebody is aligned with me and they're willing to say, you know what? Let me not be so proud and let me see what this dude is doing. He's cutting his hair. Okay, well, I don't do the same haircut as him. Maybe I could do like an all even, maybe a 2 on the top, start brushing it, start doing the little taper on the side, small little whatever, whatever. Like, that's cool. Like, that's cool because it's indirectly helping somebody because, like I said, I'm never going to get on my podcast. I'm never going to get on my vlog. I'm never going to get on my Twitter. And you're never going to see that to where I'm telling you, I think you should do this or I'm trying to sell you this. I can't sell you nothing, okay, because I'm learning how to sell clothes on eBay. I can't sell you an ebook because I'm never going to do that. Like, that's crazy and that's absurd to me that I would even think of doing something like that and I know nothing. 20 years, 30 years from now, that Chris, he could probably help you out and say, look, bro, I'm still doing the flip life. Look, girl, I'm collecting these cards. And if you like basketball as much as your dude, but he's just not into buying the card stuff, you could do it too. Like, that's the 30 years that I want down the road. And I'm still doing this stuff because I always had a passion to want to go to yard sales. But it was just finding stuff that was kind of like telling my wife, we should just grab like a Dutch Bros and go over to a yard sale and just try to find some little knickknacks to put in the house. Like, that's what I'm on. Like, I'm on some like husband type of stuff to where now I'm like, if I find something in that process, if my wife goes with me, I could find something to flip. Also find something that me and my wife can put up and I'm winning. Like, I'm spending quality time. I'm putting stuff towards the hobby and we're putting stuff that we kind of found together. Like, you get what I'm saying? Like, I hope you do. Like I said, this seems like a rant. However, I'm doing whatever it takes to set myself up 40 years down the road. You are getting to be a fly on the wall. You're getting to be the person that has the cup up to the wall, listening to the conversation like, oh my gosh, like, who am I going to tell? You have that on people. Like, you have that on people, and I'm super ecstatic. I'm so happy that I've started doing podcasts. I'm so happy that I started doing YouTube again. I'm so happy that I'm tweeting out more and more on Twitter. I'm so happy that I'm telling people that I legit wear $3 t-shirts and vlog from a free phone. Like, this phone is free. Like, I'm not lying to you. I don't pay the bill. It was given to me on a gift by somebody that said, yo, you don't have to pay anything on this phone. It's going to get paid. It's up to a year. It gets paid every single time. So I figured, you know, why burn that? Like, why do something crazy and just be on YouTube all day and watch crazy YouTube videos or get motivation when I could just do stuff and motivate myself, inspire myself. And in the process, indirectly, if somebody catches the drift and they're like, yo, this dude is nice, this dude is cool, like, I'll take that. Like, I don't want fame. I don't need none of that. I don't want to stand on the stage and talk to people. I'm cool with doing this. I'm cool with going on my video or on my YouTube channel and vlogging that form. You get what I'm saying? So the one thing that I'm willing to do is give up a barber. I'm willing to give up these Kobe's that I have that are $100 and like chalk it up for a loss and say, I'll sell these for $40, maybe even up to $60. And, you know, I can't afford the shipping, so I got to make them pay. And that's the way around it. Like, don't ever think like, because I think the same way. Don't ever think like, yo, is this person not going to like my eBay? Because I'm just like, I'm going to do whatever it takes. Like, I've been thinking like, yo, I should write a note in there saying, I appreciate your business. Thank you for buying my stuff. Let me know how you like it. Post some pictures, bro, at me. Tell me what it is. I'll repost like stuff like that to where it makes somebody feel cool that you're just not selling them stuff. That's where I'm at. Don't feel discouraged, because if you're at the same place that I'm at, just know I'm not proud. I'm willing to tell the world about myself. I'm willing to give up a whole lot for that 1%. And this is something that I've learned recently, that the bottom 1% makes $440,000 a year. If I can get to that into the next 20, 30, 40 years, that's cool with me. If I can make $40,000 doing, you know, eBay flip life, doing card hobby life, and, you know, both of those make 40, or both of those combined make 40, I'm great with that, because I'm doing something I extremely love, and it's very exciting to me. It's like an adrenaline rush whenever I get that little eBay thing that somebody bidded. like $3. I'm so stoked. Like, I'm going crazy. I'm telling my wife, and she's like, it's only $3. That's literally only $3, baby. And I'm like, you don't understand. Like, this is a start. Like, I always was close to this. I was always in YouTube, but I just had to tweak my stuff. Like, I had to stop playing video games. I just gave my son my computer. I bought that 3 years ago, and it was $1,600, and I did not want to let it go because it was $1,600. What am I willing to give up? A $1,600 computer, $40 haircut. I went to wear $3 t-shirts when I had like $20 shirts in my closet that I can wear. And I was like literally thinking like somebody going to think I'm cool. They're going to ask me where I got that from. However, that was in my head thinking that that's what somebody was going to tell me. But on reality, I'm like, what if people like that? I wear $3 shirts because they wear $3 shirts. That's what I'm on now. I just wanted to just kind of let you guys know that this is the start. Like, this is what I'm doing. I don't care what nobody thinks. I don't care what my wife's family think, because a lot of them watch my stuff and some of them look at me when I see them and they're just kind of like, oh my God, what is going on here? I see it. I don't care at all. People from my city, from the town that I came from where we originally lived before moving to Nevada, like, people go on there, some people like it, but some people just look and they don't say, and I'm pretty sure, I know, but I don't care, because I know 30, 40 years down the road, if I'm sitting there in the backyard drinking my whatever lemonade, whatever it is, on the house that I set out to get that's just perfect for me, 40 years down the road, it was worth, like, letting somebody just look on there when I know how they are. I know, like, who cares, man? That's what I'm on. Who cares? You know, this is becoming more of a rant. This is becoming more of, you know, but I, like I said, it was going to be an audio log. This vlog, I mean, this podcast is eventually going to, you know, I want to interview people. I do want to do that, but I don't have that just yet. I don't have that time, because a lot of the stuff where my vlogs is I'm at home. Until I'm able to leave from my job, once this takes off, and I'm being very, very, very patient with this eBay stuff. Like, I loved it to the point that I have so much more patience than I love it. And that's amazing, because I've never done anything in my life. And I used to love playing sports. I didn't love it like that. I have so much love that I understand what I'm doing and what I'm willing to give up. Now I'm like, I understand what that means. Like, somebody used to say, what are you willing to give up? And I'm like, what do you mean? I'm willing to give up a couple hours. Yeah, you can give up some time, Chris. Like, that's cool. But what are you willing to give? I never had an answer until now. 32. I don't know the secret. I don't have the answer. But I'm getting to the point where, like, everything kind of works for me. Because we're all different. Like, that's just what it is. I can tell you what I'm doing. I can tell you what I'm going through. I can tell you that when I swipe the card, like, I'm super scared. Like, $1.98? You're scared that $1.98 is not going to go through. What are you going to do to make sure that goes through? That's just what it is, man. And I hope you guys enjoyed this podcast. I hope you guys enjoyed, like, I got stuff on there and you guys can go to my eBay. So I'll try to link it. I'll try to link my eBay account so that you go see what I'm selling, so that you can get more of a visual. Like, I'm actually doing this stuff. Like, the stuff that you see on there is my stuff. The vlogs that you see are real. Like, I'm vlogging at work. I'm vlogging at home. I'm getting more and more comfortable. Like, I used to, I never used to care when I first started doing vlogs, when I was out in public and I had a phone, or I put it out in the gym and I started talking. You know, it's more like me now. Like, the stuff that I used to talk about was like, it was cool. The stuff that I'm talking about now is kind of just being vulnerable. I'm opening up. I'm telling people I'm broke. I'm telling people I got a free phone. Like, that stuff. And doing this podcast right now is just something that I want to talk about until I start to progress. And until I start to see that the process is getting a little greater, I got to put a little more into it. Like, right now, I'm putting everything I got into it. Like, yesterday, I woke up at 6. I got off of work at 6:04. I walked out of there at 6:04. I came home, ate a couple sandwiches, talked to my wife a little. I didn't go to bed until like 8 o'clock. Woke up at like 8:30. Because the boys were chilling and they hung out. Like, I got kids. Like, I got kids and I'm trying to make this happen. And I just want to do whatever it takes. And I just want to have this on there and document every single thing possible for me. If you enjoy it 20 years from now and you just keep going back watching it like, bro, I remember this dude. I remember when he was telling us that he couldn't afford a monster. That's what it's about. Like, that's what it's about. Not, oh, look at his house. No, remember when this dude couldn't afford a monster that was $1.98? At one store, I was like $1.69. I was so mind blown because I was like, dude, I can afford that. I got $1.69. I just don't know if I have $2, like literally 2 cents over to cover that and not have to worry about like $1.98. Like, do I got $1.98? This is kind of just the mindset that I have now. And it's just the hustle, just the grind and just what I'm doing. That's what it is. Again, I hope you guys enjoyed this podcast. Every day is getting better. I'm super tired. I'm willing to do everything possible to get to a certain point where I can do this stuff every day. I can tell you guys that I had 5 items bought. Like one day, I think I opened up the vlog and I was like, nothing was bought. Right before we left to go get our stuff, somebody bought it, so I had to go before we got on the freeway to head back to California and drop it in there. Like, I wasn't going to make the person wait the 3 full shipping and handling days. I wasn't going to do that because when I order something, I know I want it right away. I know I want to see it was shipped. So I'm going to do that for the person that's purchasing for me that don't know that they're basically helping invest in something that I truly love, man. 1%, the bottom. That don't even sound right, but it sounds right to me. The bottom 1%, about 30 years, I can't wait for 30, maybe 40 years. Who cares how long it takes? But as long as I do 40,000 within the next 10 years doing what I love, I'm super, super happy and super stoked to see what that is and see what that's like. That, again, I'm willing to give up everything that I own. Everything. To make this happen. If you guys enjoyed this, share this with anybody. Share this. But most importantly, tell them to listen to it once and then listen to it 5 years from now. Again, this podcast is on a couple more platforms. You can go to my Twitter, which is @ChrisLCortez. Chris L. Cortez is my Twitter @. My Instagram is @ChrisCortez. Cortez has a 0 instead of an O. Until I'm able to go to these places and tell them like, yo, can I get my Chris Cortez like without a 0, without having to put my middle initial in there? So those are a lot of the places that I'm at that you'll see a lot of the stuff like visually, okay? Again, I appreciate you guys and I hope you guys listen next time.